This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Brunson from the right wing. Step back, three-pointer, 40 points.
Can we stop what they need to bring in a superstar now? They need to bring in another star to play with Jalen Brunson.
I think there's legitimate buzz around him creeping in the top five of the MVP vote.
Just take a step back and look at this from above and realize the future of the Knicks is immensely bright. Immensely bright.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like their window to win
is just open.
It's just starting open here.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. This is the big 7 o'clock hour. There's a lot in this hour. A lot. Breakfast will be served this hour. What point do orders have to go in? Or do you just go down and
no,
order?
No, I have to go down.
Oh, so you don't place it
yeah,
in
I think
advance.
I think you can place orders. I just don't know.
You don't know how?
How to do it.
I understand. There must be an app, no?
Well, I don't know. I see Miss J like putting the orders out, and I said, "Oh, people." And she's like, "Yeah, I don't."
So you said, "Oh, you can order in advance." She said, "Yes, you can." Yeah. You didn't say how would I go about doing that.
I don't order anything. You want fruit? It's already there.
Right. To order but he it. Wants a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Well, now
I could just take fruit.
No. I gave her a hug.
No, you should get what you want.
It's my fault. My fault. I should have asked. My fault. I'll ask today.
Did you say I gave her a hug?
I gave her a hug. I go down, see Miss J, give her a hug. I see Lizette, I give Lizette a hug.
But what does that have to do with ordering in advance?
Well, because Rick is a hugger.
That has nothing to do with anything. You could still hug her.
No, because the conversation didn't start with, oh, hey, I noticed that you're preparing stuff. Can you order? Was as I was giving her a hug, I just noticed that, oh, you can order. You can pre-order.
Right.
And she said yes, and then hug finished.
And then the hug.
The hug. I was mid-hug when I asked, so I didn't really want to. I didn't think I should follow up or didn't need to.
Why?
At the moment, it wasn't important to me.
So people have pre-ordered. Yes, they have. Hug, full, like wrap her up, move the arms up and down, massage her neck, whatever you want to be. Release the hug and then say, oh, by the way, how would I go about the pre-order?
Yeah,
right.
Well, but I didn't. That wasn't the reason why I went in anyway.
I'm not saying it's the reason, but that could be a positive byproduct.
And then she showed me a picture of her grandson. And then that's kind of where I lost.
And then you lost your composure.
I lost my composure.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to admit it, but that's what happened.
So this is on you.
Probably.
Okay. Well, you remedy it.
I'm getting
some questions. Are any of these good questions for Rules by Rothenberg? Explain face-offs in hockey.
No.
I mean they drop the puck. You try to bring it back.
No, right? It's not a good question.
Explain offside in soccer.
That was Lonnie, no.
This isn't even a rules
explain
question.
Explain, how about why not to wear a scorpion around your neck?
Why does the NCAA men's play two halves, NCAA women's and WNBA plays four quarters? That's not a rules question. I don't think people understand.
That's not a terrible question, though. I'm sure there's people that wonder that.
Well, how do you think there's an answer for that?
Google it.
Yeah, but that's not a rules question. It flies right in the face of what we're trying to do.
No, but it's because, it doesn't have to be. Don't pigeonhole this thing. It's just rules. It's,
what is it? Just any piece of knowledge you'd like to know?
Something that you're interested about. Like, hey, I'm just noticing now because I'm paying extra attention to what's going on in the women's game.
Right.
Why do they play four
quarters?
Did you
see the women's game destroyed the men's game in the national championship? Now, there were some advantages. First of all, how does the men's championship wind up on cable, on TBS?
I'm that late. It's too late.
It is too late.
It's too late.
Of every I saw this yesterday, of every major sport, the men's college basketball championship ended the latest by like 35 minutes.
It's too late.
It's absurd.
You're trying to get your kids involved in. They get excited, and then you're like, oh, sorry, you can't watch the national championship because it's way too late.
You have zero chance. Game started, and they tipped off at 9:20.
I let you watch this until it's over. Now, for you, Tuesday, complete write-off.
That's right.
Complete write-off.
That's right. I got a couple more. Why is a QB spike not intentional grounding? Doesn't reach the line of scrimmage. There's no receiver in the area. Could you please explain that? Does that move the needle for you at all?
That's better than what, can you explain a face-off?
Channon, this is Raymond's guy, he hates you, says, please explain the free kick rule in football. No?
We won't be taking questions from Channon.
Why?
Ever. He's dead to me.
And this is nice. Eddie Kershey. Thank you for making mornings amazing. You and DiPietro make my mornings every day. As a Mets, Jets, Islanders fan that moved to Dallas, I make sure to play you guys on loud volume in my office every day. I've caught myself just screaming, RJ, RJ, when I want someone to agree with me in the office. Just wanted to say thank you so much. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's real nice.
That's Eddie Kershey.
You see what Coby White said about Jalen last night?
Mm-mm.
He's a mother bleeper.
Really?
He is
a mother bleeper.
Well, you know that Caruso was, I mean, he was a first team all defense last year.
He dissected him last night.
Diced him up.
No, he's a real special player. Here's Jalen Brunson on having that big game last night in Chicago.
I got a lot of great memories here. Most importantly, winning the state championship and in the state. The memories I made here are just unbelievable. This place definitely has a special place in my heart, without a doubt.
Now, I think this is accurate. J.J. Redick, who's really good. Old Man and the Three podcast. That's not the one with LeBron, is it?
No.
But
this is his initial one.
He has a podcast with LeBron.
I know. It's more like a kind of like the X's and O's of...
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Well, I think LeBron's, I mean, he recognizes that J.J. does a good job with his podcast.
He does a really good job.
And he's a really bright basketball mind.
It's good.
Because LeBron's a savant.
Yeah. He really is. So, J.J. Redick, Old Man in the Three podcast, saying, and I think this is accurate, Brunson still, to this point, underrated.
Jalen Brunson probably doesn't make first team All-NBA this year. He's got a pretty strong case to be second team All-NBA. And if you look at a Basketball Reference, all their sort of individual advanced stats, like this is a top 10 to 12 player in the NBA this season. I think there's legitimate buzz around him maybe creeping in the top five of the MVP voting. He's been that good this year. He was phenomenal last year. He's been even better this year. He has, along with Tibbs and that group, sans Randall, they have figured out a counter for every coverage. It's been phenomenal to watch. And I want to state clearly, like if you think Jalen Brunson is a top 30 player, you are vastly underestimating him. He's closer to that 10 to 15. And you could probably argue this season a little bit higher.
Stop with the top 30. That's ridiculous. And he's right.
That's crazy talk.
And I have no issue admitting it. Like, I was wrong. I think most people would admit that. Nobody thought the upside was this.
This upside?
No.
But I've been saying for a while, he needs to be in the forefront for the MVP conversation.
I don't think he's going to be in the forefront for the MVP conversation.
I'm pretty sure I said last week that he should definitely be second team All-NBA. He's been that good.
He deserves to be second team. He's not Luka, but nobody is Luka.
Well, All-NBA is positionless now, correct?
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, the way he's playing, the way he's played, doing all this without OG for an extended period of time.
He's going to be there.
Yeah, Jokic is going to be there. SGA will be there.
Yes.
But there's no reason why he can't be second team All-NBA.
Tatum?
Yeah, but he actually has better numbers than Tatum. I know they're the best team, but he's got better numbers. If we finish with the 2 seed and he's got better numbers than Tatum, I mean... He was fourth. I mean, he's fourth in the NBA in scoring.
I also think that these things kind of take, like, there's a year lag where you're that guy. You don't get voted that guy right now.
Giannis will be first team All-NBA.
Year, of course. The next year you wind up there. But if there's no shame in being second team All-NBA.
No, there's no shame at all. No, but it's nice that people are starting to finally recognize how good this guy is.
Right, but stop at the top 30.
No.
I mean, if you went through the NBA right now, go through it. Who right now would you say Embiid is better? Embiid is better.
Embiid was on pace to win.
He could have been the MVP. Jokic is better.
Doncic.
Luka is better. SGA?
SGA right now, I mean, say that SGA is probably a little bit better.
So that's four.
Booker?
I guess.
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, all right. So that's six.
Anthony Davis?
All right.
So why?
I got to take
healthy.
I mean, but that's the thing as well. I got to take availability into this, no?
You think you have to. I think you should.
Tatum?
It's so hard.
There's no shame in saying that Tatum is better.
No, I know. I understand that. But it's so hard when you get a chance to see what this guy has done for, and I'm not just talking about on the court production-wise. Like, I gave you his numbers over the last 7 games. Last 9, he's averaging over 35, over 8 assists. Like, what he's done for the culture of this team. He's changed everything about this team. Everything.
Well, Rick, this was the last place anybody wanted to go. Was one of the laughingstock locations in the NBA. Maybe the biggest. Right? Guys would come here and they're flipping water bottles and they're laughing and we want to go there. We want to beat the Knicks, but we want to make sure we're not a member of the Knicks. Like, he is, think about that, right? Like is Kawhi terrific? Yeah, he's got Paul George, right? There's a lot of talent on that team and they've accomplished nothing really since he's been there. This guy has changed the entire face of what the New York Knicks are.
Yeah, he has. And he makes this a place, if I was another star, you know, just getting an idea of who he is, what he's all about, how hard he plays. I would want to play with him. How unselfish he is. How about this one, though, too? I mentioned this earlier in the show, just how guys have stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was never a thought that Dante DiVincenzo would be as important to this team as he is currently. You realize that he takes the fourth most threes per game in the NBA.
He shoots a lot.
So the only three ahead of him are Steph, Luka, and Klay. He's over 40% from three.
DiVincenzo.
He's 40.4, Steph's 40.7. And he's taking the fourth most, has the fourth most attempts per game in the NBA.
And remember, 40% from three is 60% from two. Like, it's
40% is, yeah. Especially when you're attempting almost nine a game.
So he's making four a game.
Solid.
Yeah, it's more than solid. You mentioned Klay. I mean, what a nice job by you, setting me right up. You didn't know I was going to go to Klay.
How do you know what I know?
Because I know what you know.
Rejoin. We're completing my sentences.
His rejoin.
You're completing my sentences. I go to say something, you just say what I'm going to say.
That's nice.
Yeah, right. So how do you know I didn't know you were going to go to?
Did you know I was going to go here?
I can see your mouse.
All right,
hovering over it.
Keep your eyes off my mouse.
No, I'll look at your mouse when I want to look at your mouse.
RJ!
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I would like to lodge a formal complaint.
That he's staring at your mouse?
He's staring right at my mouse.
I'm going to do more than stare at your mouse at the beach bash, I can tell you that.
I'm
going to pose with pictures of it.
I need an area where it's Rick-free from staring at my mouse.
I think a lot of people are going to...
That's what you call it?
I think if
it's got to be bigger than a mouse, otherwise Sherry's with George Clooney guaranteed.
You think that's it?
It's probably like a size of a muskrat.
I got the nastiest email last night. You would
about
right
Sherry
now,
and George.
Your wife is ugly.
Oh, come on.
You guys are perfect together because you're
terrible.
Both unattractive people.
Well, that's just not true, though.
That's not true, though. Yeah, it's just stupid.
Those are the easiest ones to shrug off.
Have you seen some of the?
That bothered me.
Have you seen some of the?
So mean.
That you think that's nasty? Have you seen some of the tweets that Francisco Lindor's wife?
You are some kind of a sadistic lunatic if you're going after a man's wife because he's struggling
kid.
In baseball. Really?
Crazy.
And it's fair to say nobody like loves sports more than me, right? If you're going after someone's significant other, you have you should check into a facility.
And
you
kids.
Something's really, truly, deeply wrong with you.
At a certain point. Like, she can, like, if this was Cass and she's like, yeah, don't worry, I can handle it, I'd be like, honey.
But you shouldn't have to.
I understand that, but it's the reality of where we're at with this. I appreciate the sport. Let's not do it on, let's that whole thing,
right.
Social media.
If you're Lindor's wife, I know you'd love to be able to be on social media. Maybe you just go away from social media. Because what good comes of it?
Well, no, like, and she's trying to support her husband and everything else. I just don't need you having to deal with that. Like, it's probably too much that I have to deal with it, but, I mean, come on. You don't want your wife reading stuff like that.
Oh, it's terrible.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We will debut with all the bells and whistles.
I love it.
Rules by Rothenberg. And if you hate it, then we don't have to do it again.
No, no. No one hates it. We voted. The people voted. They want to hear it.
Yeah, but I'm very on edge about it.
No, you're being selective with the questions, which I think is important. We got a fancy open today.
We do have a fancy open. So you think the open is going to be good or you think it's going to stink? RJ's usually pretty good
with
those.
I don't think RJ brings it up if it's not good.
Yeah. RJ, is the open for Rules by Rothenberg really good?
I think it's solid. I don't want to overpromise.
Is there comedy there? Because the best opens have a little comedy in them.
There's a little comedy.
Yeah. That's nice, Ray.
What? Ray, I'm going to get you a Red Bull when I go downstairs.
I've made a conscious effort not to.
Do we have Bazaam? RJ?
Do we have Connoisseur? Give me Connoisseur.
Connoisseur, Bazaam. Do we have some of these great little drops?
Croissant.
Said of late.
How we don't have...
How do we not have Bazaam?
How do we not have Bazaam?
Wine Connoisseur.
Let me hear that again.
Wine Connoisseur.
Wine Connoisseur.
Oh, Raymond, you are a gift.
I want the Bazaam.
I love you. I don't know how that's not saved.
Because I don't think they appreciated it at the time.
How?
Because it happened like in the 11th hour on Friday. And they probably...
Yeah, but you had hand gestures. It was perfect. And then he says Bazaam.
Oh, I know. It was so good. Stamatis also so good.
No, we could find it. He said it in the three stars. We can guaranteed find it. I think he said Bazaam in the three stars.
I thought... Was it Friday? So it was Plays of the Week? He said Bazaam?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah. Is that the issue that's happening right now? You guys don't know when he said Bazaam?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not looking for it.
We're hunting it down.
What, you know what? So if it makes you look a little silly or bad or doesn't really facilitate your greatness, now you won't look for it?
There's plenty of things in here that accomplish that goal for you.
Like
yeah,
what?
But they're not Bazaam.
Yeah, I mean, Bazaam.
Come on.
Maybe this is why you're single.
Oh. There we go. I can leave.
And there it is.
What? It's like he goes on a date. Like, Ray, what do you want to do? Bazaam? And she's like, oh, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then have, like next time. Like, hey, Ray, you want to go back to your place? Bazaam? And she's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
You a chess guy or butt guy? I'm a Bazaam guy.
I love the Bazaam.
Yeah, I like the Bazaam.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll find it.
Goes to like the Cheetah Club. What do you want to see the Bazaam?
Right? Plenty of Bazaams at the Cheetah.
Right.
Yeah.
Stamatis Astoria. Hi, Stamatis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, my friends. I'm a little late for work, so I call a little later.
It's okay.
So check this out. So I got to say one quick thing, and then to my point. So I'm sitting here in my car listening to you guys talk about J.J. Redick's podcast and about his putting Jalen in the top 10 to 15 or whatever. And I'm screaming at the radio, name me five better. Name me five better. Literally, as that's coming out of my mouth, you guys go and name the top five. That's why everybody loves you, man. It's like you know what we're all thinking. So I just want to put that out there, number one. Number two, you're talking about the offseason. Not that I want to look past what's going on because I love every second of it. But let's just play hypotheticals. Let's just say Milwaukee gets bounced in four or five games and Giannis is pissed and he wants to get out, right? The approach, the money got to match, right? We all talk about, so it's got to either be Randall in the deal and either Randall and Robinson or maybe even a Hartenstein signing trade or even Bogdanovich. So you're going to lose two or three of those guys, probably five or six picks. Would you be comfortable with that?
Yes.
I would too, 100%. The bigger question is, could you convince Milwaukee to take someone other than Randall in the deal and make it like add another pick And can you imagine? Just, again, we're playing hypothetical basketball.
Listen, I get it. I'm not the biggest Randle supporter in the world. Do I need Giannis and Randle?
Can you imagine that front line? Randle, OG, and Giannis?
Why would I want that or need that? How many guys are going to score the basketball? So now I got Brunson, Randle, Giannis, DiVincenzo? No, too
no,
much.
No, you're going to want to spread. I'm sure you're going to want to spread the floor too.
Too much. I don't need Randle if I have Giannis.
No. I think that would be. I mean, Randle would be probably would have to be involved in that deal, and then I would lead Mitch before I did the sign and trade with Hartenstein. Hartenstein's better offensively.
I think he's better.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I think he's better.
All around
is a full. Listen, defensively, there's no doubt about
defensively,
it.
Defensively, Mitchell Robinson is
but he's
a problem.
Not a good offensive player.
No.
From soup to nuts, I mean, Hartenstein's a better player. I think he is. I can't believe it. Because when they signed him, nobody even knew anything about the guy. He's a terrific player.
Yeah, but I think you could say that about a handful of the Knicks.
Well, that's what makes this job by Leon
Rose
really well done.
I can't believe how good Hartenstein is. I can't believe how good Dante Vincenzo is.
You're 100% right. Time now for a little Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. Here is Alex Verdugo, who's a nice piece to this team, and I knew he would be when they signed him on this team's hot start.
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, not being selfish with our at-bats, and, you know, obviously everybody knows about our pitching staff. We got a really good bullpen, really good starter staff, and I think for us it's 1 through 9, just kind of keeping that torch, keeping that line moving, and, you know, right now it doesn't matter if it's the guys up top or the guys at the bottom. Everybody's doing their job.
See, I think he adds what they wanted Josh Donaldson to add, but he's a better player than Josh Donaldson, and he's more likable than Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, well, they've been looking for it. You've heard it. And they called it, we need more FU.
Right. But I think he provides that.
Yeah. I mean, more swag, more FU. I mean, they have a couple guys now that can actually, it's who they are, and it's they can back it up with how they play. It's funny how the Yankees still try to, and they're all like, they curve it a little bit, though.
Meaning what?
Curve it. Like with like Verdugo. You can wear the necklaces. How about we just wear one? We don't need you wearing... Two or three.
It's either you can wear necklaces.
You can wear one,
or you can't.
We want some of it. We don't want all of it.
Well, that's the Yankees, though. I mean, they would prefer none of it.
They would prefer.
They're willing
to
compromise a little bit and say you can wear one necklace. But that's. I mean, you know how they are.
Yeah, I understand how they are. It's just. I mean, it's just funny to me that the second you see most of these guys move on. First thing, like...
Well, they get a full beard.
Beard, like Harrison Bader, beard. Like,
you can't even recognize who they are.
Like, there's got to be something, too. Like, hey, just... I mean, guys are usually at their best when you allow them to be, you know, comfortable in who they are.
Well, they're doing pretty good now.
No, I know they are. I understand that. And that's how they do it. Islanders the same way. They do the same exact thing. I don't think having a shave every day would affect my play necessarily, but it'd be a giant pain in the ass.
Well, that's what they want. Aaron Boone, very encouraged by Radon's start to the season.
Just three starts, but... You know, good results, and it's a result of a talented guy being prepared and ready.
Listen, I don't know what's going to wind up happening with him here, but he's much better than last year. Like, there's reason for optimism when you think of Radon right now.
I don't think things could have gone any worse for him last season.
It was the recipe for disaster is what it was.
Like, as we sit here talking about, you know, first series against Houston, start of the season... Fact that, you know, off to the start, last time, you know, last three times they've done this, they've ended up in the World Series. Like, you couldn't have scripted it any better. You could not have scripted a worse start to a Yankees career.
It was terrible.
Started off hurt, missed half the season, was talking about, hey, you don't need me for the first half anyway. You're going to need me for the playoffs. Come back, awful.
Making a boatload of money.
Bad interactions with fans.
Long-term
team
deal.
Team doesn't even make the playoffs.
Yep.
So that's why you can say what you want. You can dismiss it if you want. It was Miami. They stink. It doesn't, in his mind, it doesn't matter. His focus was coming to camp, better shape, which he is, and get off to a fast start.
World's different.
Because once that starts going, like once that negative momentum would have started for him, it would have been tough to get from under that.
Correct. So the start to the season, very important for him, and he's building confidence every time he takes the mound.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction today. Just keep going. Confidence is growing for sure.
So there you go. I mean, if you're the Yankees, you're living in Shangri-La right now. Now, things change quickly, but at the moment, very, very good. And that was the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Stump Rothenberg. We have rules by Rothenberg. We have the five pack. We have Mel's mock draft. So there's a lot going on. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say
hello.
That's right. That's nice. 1-800-919-3776. RJ, I'm going to tell you this. RJ. RJ.
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Good. We don't have every phone line lit up for Stump Rothenberg. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not starting it until we do.
I mean, we're almost there.
Almost where it starts or almost there where the lines are full?
Almost there where the lines are full.
Yeah, but you know what? If you meet 80% of the expectation and you don't get all the way to the finish line, I'm just telling you right now, if we don't have every phone line full for the segment that sweeps the nation, I'm not doing it.
Can I tell you, I made the top five list, or not top five list, but five pack of colleges.
Right.
Not easy today.
What you're going to throw out at me is not easy.
I need you to start wrapping your head around that, the fact that this is not going to be easy.
So you think you're going to get me. Is no. Your goal to get me, or is your goal to make it so good that I have to give deep thought to it?
The latter.
So you want me to have to think, maybe hem, maybe haw, have some real struggles, and then eventually find my way there? Or if I go 4 for 5 and I miss one, you feel good about yourself?
No, I want you to get all five, but I want you to work for it. Because I'll throw some out there. Some of the five-pack colleges I throw out there sometimes are not meant to get you because I know you know them. It's meant for, you know, people following along in the car. They listen to the podcast later. I know people like to guess along with it. This is an NFL draft junkie sort of where they go to college. Like, for example, Limus Swede was cut from the list.
Texas.
But that's
so, like, that's the level?
Yeah, he did not make the list.
I believe number 4, Limus Swede.
I liked Limus Swede coming out of college. Wasn't the pro I thought he would be.
No. But I don't think he did anything in the NFL.
Very little. But that's the kind of ilk we're dealing with. Like, he didn't quite get on the level I'm looking for today.
So it's harder than Limus Swede?
Some are.
Really?
Could be.
Oh, my God. So why today do you take this as such a personal battle with me that you need to make this such a tough five-pack?
Because where do they go to college is based on the actual transition from college.
The home game?
It's based on the transition from college to the pros, of which the NFL draft takes center stage here for the next couple weeks.
No. I'm not saying you shouldn't go with an NFL draft-centric where they go to college. My question is, why is this episode, this edition, going to be so difficult?
The next few weeks are going to be difficult.
Why? But why?
Because it's draft junkie season. April, if we're going to throw random names out there, you're Limus Swedes of the world. Now is the time.
So I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll let you in behind the curtain a little bit. I am stronger with college basketball where they go to college and college football.
But I think you'll get these, though.
I don't know. I think your goal is to try to embarrass me in front of the country.
Not at all. What did What did Maverick say in Top Gun that you didn't watch that you make fun of?
I have no idea.
He said...
The first Top Gun, the first one?
No, the second one.
Oh, yeah. I will not watch that movie.
He said, we all have limitations. I intend to find yours. And that's what this is intended to do. I want to find exactly where the line is.
So you want to see me fail so you can dial it back a bit and put me back into my wheelhouse?
If need be, but that's not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is for you to push yourself to the limit. Teach yourself in victory. What do coaches say? The best tape is games you win, but there are things you can work on. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. So what you're trying to do in a tough way is facilitate my greatness.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the basketball out of the park. Like last week we were talking, you know, Alan Crabb and Scotty Reynolds, and you're great with those.
Crabb, C-R-A-B-B-E. Cal.
That's right.
Yeah. That's nice.
See, that's too easy.
Alan Crabb is not too easy.
And for you. That's a cow.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Crab, cow?
It sounded like you said cow. It said a cow.
Alan Cow.
Alan Cow.
Right.
Where'd he go to school?
Never heard of him.
I never got you then.
You win. So, like I said, until the lines are lit up for Stump Rothenberg, 1-800-919-3776, we do not play the game. I'm going to need Rick's help today, too. There's a four-part golf question, which seems to be potentially entertaining. So, what I have in front of me now, and this is a big deal. Raymond, you can give me a little NFL music. Muzak, as it would be. And here we go. Mel Kiper's latest... And RJ's telling me, and I don't even like this, to be honest with you, his final mock draft. So this is it. Going into the draft, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow, this is the last time that we get a mock draft from Mel. He has three trades he envisions happening in this mock draft. Let's begin at the top, and I don't think anything is surprising for quite some time. Now, Mel has pretty much told us the entire time, and I disagree, and I've told him, expressed that to him when he's joined us. He does not think the Giants need a quarterback. But I wonder if his belief of what they need and their belief separately of what they need might be on a different end of the spectrum. So, one, Chicago. Caleb Williams, we know that. Washington, Jaden Daniels. There were reports yesterday that said Jaden Daniels didn't want to go play in Washington. Then I saw a conflicting report that said that's not true. He'd have no problem whatsoever playing in Washington. So Washington, Jaden Daniels, 2, quarterback LSU. New England, Drake May, 3, quarterback North Carolina. There was also a report yesterday. I don't know if you saw this, where the Cardinals say they want 3 1s. To move out of the 4 spot. Now, 3 1s from Minnesota or 3 1s from the Giants? Because there's no way for the Giants to get up to 4 if their quarter. If, say, J.J. McCarthy is there at 4 and the Giants want him. It would be franchise malpractice to trade 3 1s from 6 to get to 4 to trade 3 1s. However, if you can trade whatever you want. If that quarterback turns into a superstar, it's well worth it. 5, here's your first trade. All right. Chargers have 5. He has the Chargers and the Vikings doing a deal where the Chargers would get the 11th, the 23rd, and a 2025 first rounder. So you talk about a team in the Chargers that would make out like bandits who they don't need a quarterback. So they'd move down 6 spots, get 11, get 23, and next year's one? That's a haul. If you're Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers, I think you'd have to do that. So... if that happens, he has the Vikings obviously taking J.J. McCarthy. So then really what Mel has here on his mock draft is the Giants can get any non-quarterback not named Marvin Harrison. And with the 6th overall pick, he has the Giants taking Malik Nabers. I stand by it. We've been through this a million times with Mel on our own. In my estimation... the Giants need the quarterback. So you can sit here and say, we'll take Nabers. There was a quote from Joe Shane where he said, and I think it's smokescreen-ish, where he said, you know, if we don't take a quarterback and it goes top 4, QB, 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 now all of a sudden we get the second best non-quarterback in the draft, which I get. But if there's a quarterback you love, give me back the music, Raymond. I think that you have to go QB. 7, Joe Alt, Tennessee. That feels like it's kind of a staple there. in this draft out of Notre Dame. 8, Dallas Turner, linebacker out of Alabama. 9, can you imagine if they get Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, and that's what he has? Chicago, 9, Odunze, and then 10. And this is not the first time that he's had this, Rick. I think he had it last mock, and he has it this mock. The Jets, I think you got to go offensive lineman just because it's such a tenuous spot and there's so much injury potential there for them. But he has Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia, to your Jets.
Correction, by the way, it's Ed Turner. It's not Dallas Turner. Ed. You made that mistake yesterday.
Oh, because he's the edge rusher?
Yeah.
Ed Turner.
No, I think there's going to be the temptation. I've said this this is one of those guys that you think long and hard about just because of his versatility. And do you think you have the ability to use him in all the different ways that he can be used? I mean, he's not just a tight end.
No, he's a major weapon.
He is. I mean, do I feel like Nathaniel Hackett could use him to the best of his abilities? Probably not. So I'm with you. I would go offensive line. Because if every single person that you've heard, now it's, you know, Chris Canty saying that Aaron Rodgers is a cancer and they're not going to win anything. Or we heard from Adam Schefter yesterday. We heard from Brian Baldinger. A lot of their analysis comes down to if Tyron Smith stays healthy, if Morgan Moses stays healthy. All these ifs.
Right.
And a lot of them are your offensive line. So I'm with you. With that 10th pick, I would go.
Let's shore it up.
I would go offensive line.
Because you know Tyron Smith's going to miss time. Like, it's not a question of is he going to miss time. It's a question of
how much
time is he going to miss. But if you have that guy that's just waiting in the wings, and then he can learn from a pro like Tyron Smith. I mean, that to me, I think wide receiver is sexy. I think offensive lineman is kind of more of a necessity. Ray, fire back up that music, would you? I like the music. With 11.
And your tight end room is not bad.
It's serviceable.
I mean, Conklin's a good tight end.
Yeah.
You got Rucker who just got married.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know what the marriage has to do with it.
Well, I just figured that if people didn't know.
Right. Congratulations to him.
He wore the kid jersey at their wedding.
He wore the DiPietro jersey at the wedding, yeah. That was nice.
I'm surprised I wasn't asked to officiate that.
Maybe he doesn't know that you officiate weddings.
He doesn't know.
What do you mean?
Come on.
You think he knows that you
after
are
the performance I put on RJ's wedding.
Wedding officiation?
If you don't know, you should.
RJ, would you recommend Rick as a great wedding official?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if he's looking for that kind of extra work, but if somebody out there, and somebody will call now because we brought it up, hey, Rick, need you this summer, I'd say be ready, buddy, because somebody's going to watch you.
I stand by this. I think you were really good. I think I'd absolutely be better. Like, I have zero doubts.
No.
Because I'd make it more personal.
No, the whole thing was personal.
You've never done one, have you?
No, he's never done one. It would be all about him.
He just accused you of not being personal.
No, it wasn't as personal in detail. Like, you don't know Ange the way I know Ange.
You don't even know Ange.
Oh, I know Ange. I met Ange way before you met her.
That doesn't mean that you know her.
Oh, I know her.
Where did Ange go to school?
University.
Yeah, right. What did she do at school? Anything?
What do you mean, what did she do? Like, is she a floozy? I'm not getting into that
kind
of stuff.
No, she's a floozy. I didn't ask you what her extracurricular.
Where did she go to school?
What sports does she play?
She loves lacrosse.
Nope.
And field hockey.
Nope.
Yes, she does.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Jax.
Nope.
You wanted to fight her father.
I didn't want to fight him.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't want to fight him. I thought he was obnoxious.
No, your plan was, hey, Rick, you take the dancing sprite. I'm taking the father-in-law. Yeah.
Why would you take the little guy? I'll take the little guy.
Because I had no problem with the father-in-law.
But the Dave Maloney lookalike is not someone I wanted to go after. Tell me I'm wrong. Oh, he's a spitting image of Dave Maloney.
This is the guy you want doing your wedding. This guy right here.
Thanks for the fruit, Dave.
You're welcome.
It's delicious.
What did you get? Let's go around the horn and see what everyone got.
I got a parfait and a fruit palette.
So that's $5.29 and $4, $9 from you. Ray, what'd you get?
Rick's got the bacon, egg, and cheese here, as well as the fruit, which, I mean, I could have
You just got fruit because you, what do you want?
No, there's no bananas.
You're trying to lower cholesterol?
No, he said
so
bananas.
So bananas, $1. These fruits
no
are $5.29. You're very easy to spend my money, aren't you?
There's a banana shortage. There was no bananas.
Unbelievable.
I could have done one or
Sometimes
the other.
Sometimes my people
sure
down there
would
just
both.
Give me the banana.
Psst, take the banana. We're going to throw them away.
Especially the highly speckled.
Music's still playing, by the way.
So? It's nice music.
Give me your poor. Give me your speckled bananas.
Give me your speckled bananas. With the 11th pick, the Chargers would take J.C. Latham, offensive lineman out of Alabama. Let's get to any of the real interesting ones here.
Well, hold on for a second. See, that's the other interesting thing here. So you have the three wide receivers that everyone says these are can't miss. We'll look back at this draft 5 years from now, and there's the potential that these three could be the best three players in the draft.
Right.
Harrison, Neighbors, and Odunze. So Jets at 10 don't have the ability to get any of those three. Then you got them taking Bowers. What I think is even more interesting about this mock is there's only one offensive lineman that's gone. And you're right. It seems like it's always in all these mocks, Joe Alt, first offensive lineman taken.
Right.
Now you have your choice of the rest. There's got to be the temptation now trading back, too, no?
I would think so.
If that presents itself.
Especially because it sounds like Bowers is going to be a commodity. So Bowers is there at 10. Rather than take him, doesn't it make more sense to trade with someone who desperately wants him, trade back, stockpile a little bit of picks? Because you need players. Like, now you could take a receiver in the second round and the offensive lineman in the first round. Because this receiver draft, as we've heard, is as deep as any we've seen in
you
quite some time.
You see any of the video of Ladd McConkey doing his like agility ladder?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen feet like that? It's like Christian McCaffrey feet.
Yeah, no, he looks real special. This is big. So Mel has the Giants trading up, giving picks 47 and next year's second rounder to trade up to 33. For a trade I would not appreciate. And then with the first pick of the second round, the Giants would take Bo Nix, quarterback from Oregon.
That's got to get you excited.
Via Auburn.
That's got to get you excited.
It doesn't get me excited at all. He's the one guy I have no interest in. And what would make matters worse is he has Michael Penix going 37 in a trade.
You think Michael Penix lasts the second round at this point?
No. I think Michael Penix is a top 20 pick.
I have a hard time believing that once you get to that 11, 12, 13 range, that someone's not going to try to pick a quarterback there.
Because isn't it worth the not even a flyer, because it's a first-round pick, but isn't it worth the risk? Like, if you take Michael Penix 23rd.
If he interviews well. You know how he throws the football.
Right.
Feel like he can fit in your offense, especially because if you were to ask talent evaluators now, of the quarterbacks available in this year's draft, who is the best throwing the ball down the field?
Mm-hmm.
They would, I think, all say Michael Penix.
I don't even think it's a debate.
Okay. If it wasn't for the injury stuff, which apparently,
But he checked out fine.
Right. So if your team doctors are telling you, no, he's passed all this stuff, you watch him just run the 40, you watch him do his vertical.
You watch him destroy Texas. Yeah, I think he wasn't great in the national championship game.
I understand that. He missed a couple throws that he usually makes.
I would be very surprised if he lasted to 37. Very surprised. The music just so abruptly stopped. And there it is.
He's got to keep
rejiggering the music. Yeah. So there you have it. Anything else you'd like to know? Fashanu from Penn State, he has going 14. Fatanu, offensive lineman, linked to the Jets, 15 to Washington.
Yeah, we have Fuaga going 13 to Vegas.
Right. I've heard he's an absolute beast.
Animal.
Let's try to think of this. Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah. You see where they got him going?
29 to Detroit. Detroit could use a wide receiver.
That offense needs more.
This is the guy you guys said the Giants were going to mockingly take at 6. Kool-Aid McKinstry is going 30 to Baltimore.
Oh, he was up there in the early mocks.
You know what? That's exactly what's going to happen. McKinstry will turn into a star, and they'll get him at 30 in Baltimore.
If you're a defensive player, would that not be a place that you'd like to go play?
Of course it would. It would be a place I'd like to play. San Francisco, 31. Henry Rowan Gardner, RJ.
So Mel loves this guy, the guard.
Roger Rosengarten.
Yeah, Mel's big on him.
Offensive lineman
out of
Washington, yeah.
Speak of Mel, tomorrow.
What time?
7 a.m.
7?
Mel's very, very busy. Would love to get him today. You're going to see him all across the visual platforms. His time is taken today, but he made time for us.
Tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
He put us right in there.
That's nice. All right. Now you can slowly, Raymond, fade the music out. Maybe give me a sounder of breaking news.
Big news. Jazz hands.
Does Giannis breaking news?
Yeah. Woj. MRI. Giannis left Achilles tendon fully intact, which is good news. You know, you're a Knicks fan. You're desperate for the Knicks to win. You don't want him to be out for the rest of the season and all of next year. His return to play will come with how quickly his left calf strain heals, sources tell ESPN. So that is good news. No one's rooting for injury.
Well, of course not. I mean, especially if you're one of the Knicks fans that thinks that, Giannis could be all set in Milwaukee. If they get bounced in round one and he feels like Doc Rivers is not the guy.
Right.
I mean, we would never, you wouldn't get the opportunity to know that if he tore his Achilles. Let his calf strain heal up.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
This, but isn't the calf
be limited?
What seems to lead to the Achilles? Is that what we saw with Rodgers and a couple other guys?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a direct correlation, but Aaron did deal with...
Feels like there could be, though.
With calves.
Feels like there could be.
Well,
which
I don't...
Which would be awful.
Yeah, right. I don't think we need to put that out there.
No, but I'm just having discussion. Yeah, I don't want him to be hurt.
It's kind of a negative discussion, though.
I think it's kind of a reality discussion. We've seen... Didn't Durant have a calf issue? And then
the
Achilles and Rodgers and then the Achilles.
Yep.
So, no, I don't want that to happen. I'm just pointing it out. That it's
yeah,
that's
a tough
injury. Reality
a calf,
of this.
A calf is not an easy injury, especially this late in the season.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.